This is episode number 2351 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, December 15th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Rare footage of a live-action Sega video game featuring Michael Jackson
that was
believed to be lost has been rediscovered.
Wow. Huh.
Yep. 1993 game called Scramble Training.
Okay.
A mix between an arcade shooter and an interactive ride created for Sega World Theme Parks.
Oh.
It featured Michael as a narrator.
Okay.
Who guided players.
Now, Michael, happened to know, was a huge theme park fan.
You think?
Huge at Disneyland. They made an attraction for him, Captain EO, back in the day.
Loved Captain EO.
Yeah, that was a great attraction. And he would go to theme parks. He would buy theme parks out. And he would go. Mm-hmm. Or he'd go in disguise.
Yeah.
But he was a big kid at heart, of course, and so this doesn't surprise me. But they've found footage. Wow, that's great.
So he had a long relationship with the Japanese game company, including his inspiration for the Moonwalker franchise created by Sega based on the film of the same name.
Uh-huh. Sega. I remember Sega.
Sega.
Yeah. I mean, they're still around. They're a game company, but they don't do the game consoles anymore.
No.
They used to have a game console. And it was super cool.
Wasn't it super cool?
Yeah, it was better than the Nintendo at one point. Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, PlayStation came along and Sega was gone. But they still have like licenses to Sonic the Hedgehog and a bunch of other stuff. So
they're the Sonic people.
They are the Sonic people. Yeah.
Anyway,
and the Michael Jackson people, apparently.
Evidently.
Yeah.
So now footage from Scramble Training is available to watch on YouTube.
Oh.
After a tape recording was discovered at a car boot sale.
A car boot sale.
In the UK.
Boot being the trunk.
The trunk. So car boot sales are popular and are just that. Sales that include the contents of a car's boot or the trunk.
Now, okay. Now, I have to ask this question. You probably don't know the answer. I don't either. But are car boots, like, do these people like buy the contents like it's a surprise, like Storage Wars? They'll go like, I'm gonna buy the contents of that boot for £500,
maybe,
or whatever. I don't know.
I don't know. But
and do people? Is this like? I don't know. What am I thinking of? These are like cars that are just leftovers or the barn finds, and it's like, ooh, look what somebody left in their trunk. Or are these like? Fill your trunk, go to the car sale, and see what happens. That's my
question. Well, that would be my guess, that you put stuff in your trunk or your
boot.
But
they discovered this.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't like somebody just had it and they threw it in the trunk and went to the boot sale. It was in the boot for a while, I'll bet.
Well, probably somebody had it and they...
I'm asking too many questions.
Forgot what it was, and then it got thrown in with a bunch of junk when someone was cleaning out the garage and... The garage.
And that happens.
The garage, sorry. Yeah.
The garage.
And put into the boot.
In the boot.
And was sold.
That's cool.
Hey, people have found like paintings and stuff like that at garage sales.
You know, that's true.
But you can also go to a garage sale and get like buy a box for $15.
Yeah, right. And then discover
what's
in there.
You have no idea what's in the box. It's just a bunch of stuff.
It's a good way to sell your junk for $15 to stick it in a box.
So. Kind of what happened is it seems the original master tape was sold by the relative of a late former Sega Amusement Europe employee.
Oh, gotcha. And then it went into somebody's car boot.
So I don't know if this is the original or this is just a copy.
Wow. Anyway. Having a clue.
Anyway. So there you go. Patrick Dempsey debuted a brand new look this week.
A brand new look.
Uh-huh. Swapping his signature hairstyle for a DIY buzz cut.
Oh, no. Oh,
well,
no.
I panicked when I saw this. I panicked.
She panicked.
I kind of...
I know, right?
I couldn't breathe for a minute. And I checked it out. And, you know,
He still looks good.
yeah,
if
it's
he
fine.
Was cue ball bald, he'd be fine. Come on. Patrick Dempsey. My God.
So Dr. McDreamy said goodbye to his famous romance novel-worthy salt and pepper hair, shaving it all off at home.
Well, you know, maybe he has a new role he's got to play or something like that. I don't know.
Well, Patrick's wife, she's makeup artist Jillian Dempsey.
Right.
She shared a video of the major moment on Instagram.
Of course she did.
And she puts, change is good.
It's just good. She's probably like pretty excited. Hey, I married this hot dude, and he looks even hotter now that he's got
no
hair.
I have no pity for her.
No, you shouldn't.
So many fans.
Yeah.
Didn't like her comment.
Well,
they didn't agree with her.
They probably didn't like the haircut.
Exactly. They took to the comments to express their grief.
Oh, come on. He can grow it back. Oh, my God.
I know. It'll grow back.
It'll grow back.
You know what?
He can wear a wig. When are you going to see him again? I mean, you know. Yeah, they could grow.
I'd love to see him more often than I do, but, you know.
You watch Disenchanted, right? On Disney Plus?
I did, but it was late when we started it. Yeah. And so, naturally, I kind of fell asleep.
His part was kind of eh.
Well, part of
was about Amy Adams. I mean, it really was. So.
Yeah, but part of what I was disappointed, the part that I saw, it was very cute.
Yeah, it was
and
cute.
And I did see most of it.
Yeah.
But he didn't have he has a smaller role than he did in the first movie.
Well, he did his part in the first movie. He gave them the daughter and then they had another daughter. Well, spoiler alert. Sorry.
They still could have had him do more than he did. I was a little disappointed because his part was diminished. It just seemed like it was like a...
Wait till the end. You need to go back and watch the end, okay?
Because I do.
He had a pretty good part at the end. So.
Okay.
I'm just going to... Spoiler alert. Disenchanted. It's cute. It's on Disney Plus.
It is cute. Yeah. So one of the comments was, "This isn't funny, Jill. You made him get rid of his hero hair."
Oh, my God. His hero hair.
And one said, "For the love of God, why?" And then we have, "I think this is more traumatizing than Derek's death."
Oh, my God.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
So he's been gone for a while, but they revisited that this last season, I understand, when Meredith had her little sabbatical, and he appeared again. So he was on the show, but he was he was dead.
Yeah,
he's
still dead.
He's still dead. Still mostly dead.
No, he's dead.
I will say this:
he's not mostly dead. He is dead.
Being somebody who admires our celebrities, I admire. You know, I make no bones about it. Halle Berry. Halle Berry cut her hair this year, and it's short. Uh-huh. And then she also, I don't know if she had it colored or whether she let it go natural, but she's got gray streaks in. And I'm not sure I care for it. She's still Halle Berry. She's still hot as hell. But anyway, with our apologies to, I don't know.
Patrick Dempsey's hair?
Amy Adams. And Halle Berry.
No, our apologies to Patrick Dempsey.
All right, our apologies to Patrick Dempsey. Whatever. And Halle Berry, would you guys go back to looking young again? We'd appreciate it. or who cares tomorrow? Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.